From the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works, and the Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, submitting an informational report providing an update on the new fare collection system. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Grant.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Lloyd Grant for the Milwaukee County Transit System. This is an informational report to brief you on the progress that's being made to procure a fare collection system for the transit system. In brief, specifications were developed and the request for proposal process were completed in about mid-June. There was a high level of interest and participation by interested vendors in the fare collection system. During the pre-proposal conference, a number of vendors took advantage of the opportunity to get firsthand insight as to the existing fare collection system at the transit system by touring the various facilities. Proposals for the fare collection system were due on August 12th. We received at least six bids from prospective vendors. Currently, the Community Business Development Partners Office is working in conjunction with the Department of Transportation and Public Works on the DBE requirements for this procurement to ensure that there is a maximum level of DBE participation. So upon satisfactory determination by the CBDBE office that the DBE requirements have been met, we will then proceed with a technical review of the bids and then move towards the award phase of this process. And we anticipate that an award of a contract will be made around October, mid to late October of this year. Therefore, we will be working at that point in time, we will be working with the successful vendor to lay out a detailed schedule, implementation schedule. I anticipate that we will be able to introduce and implement the new system in mid 2012. If there are any questions, Mr. Chairman, committee members?
When you have the vendor work successful, can you bring a sample of some of the things that they have, some drawings, or how you implement to the public, and so see what's going to say?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, supervisors, following the completion of the technical review process and a letter of intent to award, I wouldn't anticipate coming back to the committee providing you more information on what has what was proposed as well as the system that is being contemplated to be implemented. At this time, that information is all being held in confidence until we can complete the DBE submittal process and then go through the technical review process.
Supervisor Perkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. don't know all of the specifics of how you operate, but I was curious if you solicited the input of 998, you know, the operators as far as, you know, the whole fare box, do they get a chance to see what you all are talking about so that they can, I mean, obviously, day in and day out, they're going to be dealing with that. I was just kind of curious as to what their input is.
There was no inclusion in terms of asking the union for input and developing the technical specifications for this procurement. It's a very complex project, and I'm not aware that anyone within the union would have the knowledge or the expertise to provide input as to the requirements for the system.
I'm not looking to debate this. I guess I would just assume that because the drivers are literally there the whole time driving, you know, they're going to be dealing with the fare box. Would it not make sense to at least inquire as to, you know, does this work efficiently or not? I mean, they're going to be dealing with it more than anybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and I understand what you're saying, Supervisor. However, you know, given the current system is over 26 years old, And we are trying to identify a new system that involves current technology. We're not in a position to really ask the union for input on what's being bid for until we know what is being proposed by prospective bidders.
Any other questions? Senator Harris?
I just wanted to thank you, Chairman. I just wanted to, I guess, sort of further bring out my colleague Barkowski's point. I mean, I see what he's getting at, and that is, in order to make, you know, good decisions, sometimes we need to bring everybody to the table so that people can have a say. So they may not know the technology and may not can speak to what changes or development that can actually take place, but at least they can be at the table and mm-hmm. have some type of input and be able to be informed about the process. I think, you know, we as county employees, county representatives, we need to have a way to engage every participant is what I'm thinking. And so I don't know if I'm helping you out or at all, but I guess the court sort of pushed a button in me, being that I'm an adult educator with a master's degree in adult education, and knowing that, you know, people want to be involved in the process, and having town hall meetings in my district, you know, it just, I think people want to have a voice. And therefore, I don't think it's fair to say that they don't have the expertise or the knowledge, but to bring them to the table would be something that I think is respectable to every person that is here at the county. So I just want to put my two cents in there. Thank you.
Savannah Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What was the original completion date for this project?
In terms of completing the request for proposal process or complete installation?
I guess that entire process, but it seems like it's been pushed back, and I guess what's it been the extension on this process, the timeline, the original date, including RFP, installation, testing, actual rollout was, let's say, January 2012. It just appears like now it's July or mm-hmm. September. I can't really make that correlation. So
I would have to review the file, Mr. Chairman, supervisors, to review the timeline at this point. To the best of my knowledge, we continue to be on schedule with respect to this project.
Okay.
And the final question, I think, just to follow up on.
I'm glad you've seen the light.
I guess just with my mother being a transit driver, knowing a lot of transit drivers, I don't think anyone's questioning your judgment, but there have been projects that I can remember when I was a kid and listening to my mother come home and hearing her say, I don't know why we did X, or mm-hmm. why weren't the drivers included, because we can't, you know, we hate whatever was done or wasn't beneficial to them. So I guess it is kind of troubling to know that the actual people who are going to be using this equipment don't have any input mm-hmm. into what is going to be put in place. I think there's a value there from the people who actually are there on the front lines, for lack of a better word, who could offer some type of insight and, I guess, probably help enhance, you know, mm-hmm. your decision. I'm sure you put a lot of time and thought into it, but I think going forward, I think it would just be good policy to include employees at some level whenever we're making these big kind of decisions. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank y'all. But I hope my colleagues remember when we go through this budget and when we have all the people who come to the table who are employees in Milwaukee County, we put them in the decision making also. Because you're making a valid point, and I believe that everybody should be at the table. But we got some hard decisions coming with this Transportation Public Works budget coming up. And I want everyone who spoke up, listen to all the employees that work on it. When their jobs are on the line, I want you to be saying we are listening to them. So that's why I appreciate them bringing it. So everyone understand, my colleagues already put the gauntlet out that we're going to listen to everyone and make this hard decision. And thank you. But Al, Mr. Simonis, can you introduce the young lady who's always been on time already and taking somebody's mm-hmm. position?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm Al Simonis, president of ATL of Transit Union, representing the bus operators and mechanic service personnel I'd like to introduce Angela Walker. As everybody may know, our past legislative director, Lamar Amos Sikora Penny, as everybody knows him, is moving on to other endeavors in his personal life. So he's stepping down as our legislative director, and Angela is going to take over that position. And I'm sure I know she's going to do a good job. She's already been out and about speaking for us on transit issues, and not only on transit issues, but on community issues, because as we all know, transit is important to the communities that it serves. So she's well spoken, and she's going to do a great job for us. So
you're welcome. All right, thank you. Any other questions on item number three? If not, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members.
Item number four.